So prior to accepting an audit, then there's certain things that the auditor should do. First of all, make sure that they're competent to do the work, you know, that they've got enough skills and knowledge and resources to do it. Then what they've got to do is communicate with the outgoing auditor. Before they can communicate with the outgoing auditor, they have to ask for permission from the client. Now, if the client refuses to let you speak to the old auditor, then you've got to refuse the client because it looks like the client is already covering something up and so not a good client to have ethically. So let's say that they do give us permission then we speak to the outgoing auditor just to see if there's any ethical or professional reasons why we shouldn't accept appointment. So now let's put ourselves in the shoes of the outgoing auditor then. What the outgoing auditor must do is get permission from the client then to answer us, the new auditor. So he gets permission from the client to answer us, and then what they will do is they will send us whatever the reply is, and then us as the new auditors again should just carefully review the response for any issues that that could affect our acceptance. Also, of course, we should undertake client screening procedures, such as looking at the management's integrity and seeing whether we've got any conflicts of interests with our existing clients, and maybe assessing the level of audit risk of the client and considering whether the fee is actually enough for the level of anticipated risk.